Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the story Come Back, read by Girl on the Net. This is a short erotic story that I wrote specifically for Halloween. So it is quite, well, it's meant to be quite creepy. It also contains BDSM, pain, blood, zombie sex, death, and more death. So if those are things that don't sound like your cup of tea, please do not listen any further. If they do sound like your cup of tea and you like the idea of creepy sex stuff for Halloween, then this might be up your alley. I'd bring you back if you died, I tell him. Though if I tell him with my mouth or just my eyes, I can't remember. I can't remember anything when I'm here with him like this. He smiles and strokes my hair, envelops me in a hug that's warm with life, and then presses himself against me so hard I almost feel crushed. I vow to bring him back if he dies, and seeing him smile so wistfully, I worry that he's not taking my promise seriously. He doesn't understand the sheer weight of terror that consumes me when I think of him not there. I'd bring him back if he died. I would find a way. With potions or powders or powerful bolts of electricity zapped straight into his chest. Witchcraft, maybe. A spell that summons his essence and injects it into his rigid, chilly corpse. I would bring him back. It seems impossible to me that he would ever not exist. I lay next to him on the sofa last night with my body curled round like a baby in the womb and his hot hands warming the skin of my back, and I could not get over the miracle of him. He's a bundle of flesh piled on a strata of bone-shaped rock, and yet he lives. He breathes. He opens his mouth, sound waves are formed. The noise that comes out forms words, and those words form a sentence, and that sentence makes me happy. I love you, he says. I love you so much that I would conquer death to be beside you. The muscles in his face curve his lips into the upturned crescent of a smile. Atoms move, and I feel good. And for this miracle alone, I would bring him back if he died. I love him so much I would reach out across a chasm of death and yank him back from the darkness, however I could, no matter what the cost. I would bring him back if he died, even if it meant he was changed completely. Even if his body, thick and heavy with death, could only move a little. I would bring him back even if his quirks were gone and he could no longer make me laugh or smile or squirm with anticipation and desire. You can't expect someone to get through death unchanged. Death is the ultimate trauma, after all. It shocks you into forgetting who you were. All the little things you loved are too fleeting for you to cling on to beyond the void. The books you read, the kisses you stole, the silly voices you used to use to comfort crying children. All that's left is the basest, rawest version of what you used to be. A pixelated personality, with all the details obscured. You're just stripped down to dark shapes and bright patches, but I don't care. I would bring him back anyway. I would lay his corpse down on the living room rug, and I would cover it with kisses. Press my face against his chest where his heartbeat used to be, and rub him all over with the palms of my hands, whispering whichever spell would kickstart him back to life. Then I'd see the spark return to his eyes, and I'd understand that it had begun, the process of bringing him back. Knowing I'd need to wake his basest instincts first, I'd do what I needed to. I would climb on top and ride his ice-cold dick, clenching myself around him to try and make it twitch like it used to. Biting his nipples, maybe I'd sense a stirring in one or the other, the tiny hint that he was coming back for me, and so I would ride his cock harder and bite and beg and wish and moan and wonder how much of my pleading he could understand. I'd bring him back, even if he were a shadow of himself, with all his loving detail destroyed. Kindnesses and memories deleted, only urges and instincts intact. I would breathe life into this precious creature until his limbs started to twitch and his eyes rolled and his lips parted to murmur groaning words that I couldn't understand. This tangle of limbs and urges would still be him. It would. Although I'd hide him inside to keep him for myself and keep him away from the prying eyes of other people. I'd spend my time thinking up new ways to help him grow stronger and fiercer and more like he used to be. For my next step, I'd make him angry. Torment him until his face, previously slack and unresponsive, suddenly twitched to life with a new expression. Dark eyebrows, downturned mouth. Livid, life-giving anger. I'd nurture his anger because it would help him live again. I'd prop him up and make him watch as I invited a parade of living men to come inside me. Kneel over his body with my tits pressed against his face as these other men fucked me into screaming, one after the other until spunk drips down between my thighs, splashing onto his stomach. One by one by one I'd fuck them, and step by step I would bring him back. Death can't be cured with niceties. The gentle, loving memories of a life that's been happily lived. We all rage against the dying of the light, and we need 10 times that rage if we hope to come back from the darkness. I will do this for him. I will conjure his rage, and as it grows, he will slowly come back. As time goes on, he will learn to stand, with arms outstretched in front of him and eyes staring blankly at whatever I make him watch, but he will stand. And I will hold his cold, outstretched hands while I'm fucked. Strange men will come and go behind me, pushing themselves into my cunt, still spunk lubed from the guy before. I'll look into his eyes and I'll hold his hands while they do it, squeezing his wrists with each stroke, willing him to pull me away. I'll tell him they're bigger than he is, that they're stronger and harder and better, that the back of my cunt aches from the bruising pounding of their dicks. I'll moan like it pleases me, and then I'll mule like I don't want it until flickers of life in his eyes tell me that this trick just might be working, and oh God, if I keep going, he'll come back. I'll encourage them to hit me, hurt me, whip stripes onto my backside with ratty canes and wire, use floggers knotted with coarse plastic beads to draw blood with each lash at my back. Swing hard, I'll tell them. Be brutal. Bring him back. I will scream extra loud so he registers the pain, and if he moans along with me, I'll take that as progress. I'll bring him back when he dies. I will take whip cracks and hard fucks and piss and spit and blood, and throughout all of it, I will stare him in the face, urging him to listen to his basest instincts, to pull himself out of death, wake up and come back and kill them and fuck me. Oh, please, please fuck me. And in between, after these precisely tailored tortures designed to shake him from his undead stupor, I'll hold him close to me. I'll allow myself to sit on the sofa with him curled beside me like a baby, so I can use my living hands to warm his back. I'll whisper to him about what we'll do when he's fully returned, eagerly feeding his basest instincts with stories of how we'll fuck. At the end of the day, I will close his eyelids so softly with my fingertips, and only then will I let myself weep. I wish that love were enough to bring someone back, but it's not. I know that it's not. You need rage and anger and blood, the promise of something to feast on. You can't come back just with love. You need something on which you can take out the despair that you tasted when your life came to an end. You need vengeance and fury, enough that it will drive you to rip out throats with your teeth. That is what I'd give him if he died. I would give him people to hate. Men who fuck me and hurt me over and over until all he sees when I close his eyes at night is the vision of their smirking satisfaction and my own face twisted in agonized screams. I would fuel him with hate and slowly stoke that furnace of angry life within him until one day it catches and the whole of him is ablaze with life, snarling and burning and ready to tear out throats. Break spines with his bare hands, crack skulls open and feast on what's inside. I will bring him back the only way I know how. Each day adding more rage, provoking anger, training him. Dragging his corpse from the living room rug until it stands, and then teaching it how to walk and moan and feel. Then one day I'll ask one of the men to brand me once we've fucked. To paint my tits with cum, then heat a poker until it smokes and sizzles. I'll ask him to burn trail marks on my skin where his wet spunk landed, then rest the red-hot poker tip against my chest, right where my heart beats. I'll ask him to keep it there until I stop screaming. Oh, it will hurt. It will hurt so much that my screams will shake the walls and echo into this life and the next. But he'll hear my screams and look at me with undead eyes and then shed a single tear, and I will know he's coming back. I will do this for you, I try to tell him. This man who right now is just flesh and rocks and a miracle. I will bring you back when you're dead, I say. With rage and pain and the smell of burning flesh, I will bring you back. I will give you so much to hate that you will have to come back to me. I can't be without you. I can't let you go. And even if you were no more than a bundle of your basest instincts, just a drive for fucking and pain and love and killing, still I would bring you back. But he just sighs and holds me. Because he loves me too much to hear what I need him to hear. Curled beside him on the sofa, I can feel the blood thumping through his hands as he uses them to warm my skin. And then he closes my eyes so softly with his fingertips. If you enjoyed that story, you can find more dirty stories at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. They're not all as weird and creepy as that. I just did that because it was Halloween. You can also help me make more audio porn by coming to Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet, if you would like to support me and help me make more of this.